Okay. Where are we? Amar Vacha Barada. Marava Paskin Ladeim Psuka Plus a Psuka. Marava, they divided this Pasuk into three Psuka. What's the Pasuk? Amar Shem Amayishin Erechi Barlecha Bava Anan. An extension of that Pasuk is Mavur Yishma Ha'am B'dar B'imach B'gam B'chaminu Layla B'yagad Mosh Dibra'am El Hashem. So they divided the three Pesukim. So the Shita I saw brings down a chat. Why did Merava divide in three Pesukim? So the Shita, because Kiyadua, the Gemara says the Mnei Merava finished the Torah every 3 years. They need enough psukim. They need extra. Sometimes they need extra psukim to be able to get the minimal amount of psukim for each aliyah. So, and therefore, says the Shita, that's why they broke up this pasuk into three. Need extra psukim for the aliyahs. But I didn't really understand. I mean, the Gemara says called pasuk. But Pasuk Maisha and not like Paskina. That's the whole Sugi Megillah and Tainus, the Kriya of Rish Chaydish, the Kriya of the Mamadis, that the Tzad that you should split one Pasuk in two, that's how you get a Parsha, that's five Psukim, you get two Aliyahs out of it. We say you can't do that, because it's Pasuk Maisha and not Paskina. So I don't understand really what's this Malach over here of the Bnei Merava. Okay, Hakaponim says in the Levite. Omrav Chama Bar Chanina, Lahesha Moshe Elam Psalthan Shaluchas. Moshe Ben got rich from the Psalis of the Luchas, and now Psalachas Shne Luchas Havanim, Kirishainim. Psalachas Shalchab. Psalachas means the Psalis, what he carved out. Was a very expensive stone, a sapphire. And when he carved out the letters, the Seras of Dibris, so even the that stuff they cut out was very valuable, and Moshe Ben became very rich because of that. Lomar Gyes Bachanino, Linden Tire Ella, Lomoshe Lazare. Shenemar, Sov Lacha, Sol Lacha. Map Sultan Shalcha, this is what we just said, the Psalas, but Luchas goes to Moshe Benu. Afkas ksava and shalcha. So that's the ksav, meaning the Torah, also went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe nagba teves ayin, the nasli Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu, a nice guy. So he shared the wealth, he shared the Torah with Klai Israel. Vol ksav ayin, betev ayin, hu yivarech. Someone who has the midah of teves ayin. He could give brachas. I got all of them. Be blessed. The Chayyim Shuk Pella, I mean, ultimately the Gemara falls off of this. Shaila is, what was the Hapamina? As also the Shita points out, it says, Le Nivra Oilam, Elo Kadesh, Yikabal Yisrael HaTayra. Chol HaPsukim Shekhsuva Matan Tayra Mefrashim Berahetiv, Ki Kavanaz Hashem, Le Yehoyse Elo Kadesh, Likna Tayra Yisrael. Hooray, Hashem didn't do the whole. What happened to Kabbalah's to Har Sinai, to Mount Tera? All Mount Tera was just that Moshe Rabbeinu and his kids should get Tera. What? It was a major affair over there. Obviously, all the psukim that say that, Baba Anon to give you the Tera, etc., etc. What's the Havimina that was just given for Moshe? That whole show was just for Moshe. But what's the Havimina? Like the Shita. And also the Chazal say that that the Kadosh Baruch was mastered with the Bria, that if Klai Yisrael didn't accept the Torah, but if not, right? I mean, that we're talking about by Har Sinai, yeah, Yom HaShishi, that was Kabbalah's Torah. So he says, It sounds like he's saying that maybe they misunderstood him. He really meant to say, "Chilas dvarav moish kfirish b'sayik l'papul ba'alma." Ultimately, the Gemara is going to say that the pilpul of the tire is what Moshe Rabbeinu got and is what he sheared. Avad and not the 613 mitzvahs. His kolaymas, he has a little different taich of that. Lahavin hadvarim hasaydim v'taymei atayra b'chusim v'amukim all the sayis atayra amuk amuk amuk. Hatzrichas l'amoyin nitnu l'hovin l'amoyin shim levinu eich yasu l'ater l'kulam nitna v'ada. He says no havmina that Torah, there's no havmina he was saying the Torah wasn't given to Klal Yisrael. He's talking about the deep sideness of the Torah. What? The basic Torah or the Oymek Torah? He's saying he did. He gave Klal Yisrael. He gave it to him. What? How is he shy to give it to them? It was so deep. You mean if they weren't only? I mean, the way Ashita says it, because only Moshe was holding by that. You mean maybe he had a courage to give it as a present, just like the children got it as a present. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu had that courage to give it also. It was given lem matana. So maybe Moshe Ben also had that kayach to give it. What's the other pshatim in the pula? Moshe Rav Chista, Vayis Yitziv Hashem Be'ezahi, Laman Eschem. We had the pasuk before. So it says, Vayis Yitziv Hashem Be'ezahi, Laman Eschem. Hashem told him, teach us. And the Gemara, Vayis Yitziv, Bani Lachem, we split up the pasuk. Hashem was commanded to me, "Vani lachem." So it's two separate things. Says the Ran, "Maser of Chizv Voisu Hashem Be'esahi Alma Hashem Tivo L'Olam Be'es Yisrael." Frakinim Vani lachem. The Krach Kama Voisu Hashem Be'esahi to me. Vani Nesati Aslibi L'Olam Be'chukim Mishpatim. So again, the whole Shagotari is to Machukim Mishpatim. Not decide this. The Kodeshita Pshat is that they misunderstood what he was saying. He misunderstood what he was saying. But ultimately, he really meant what he's going to say at the end. Said Gemara, okay, fine. But another pasuk, also a pasuk we discussed before. Some which is that's why this whole Gemara is here. Reid Mati Eschem Chukim Mishpatim, Kasher Tzivani Hashem, Elokai. Again, Reid Mati Eschem Chukim Mishpatim, Kasher Tzivani Hashem. So again, the Gemara answers, here it says, Beferish, Hashem tells Moshe, Kisul Lachem, in order to teach Klal Yisrael. But Gemara, Shir Luchud. So, maybe it just means the Shira. Shira says, you know, that Moshe Rabbeinu was given to give to everybody. Not everything else. But no, it also says, you should give the Shira, and the Shira is going to be an aid for what? For the rest of the Torah. So obviously, the rest of the Torah is given to them. Otherwise, what's an aid for? Just by itself, it's not an aid. Ella Papul Baum. Rashi looked around. Nusler Moshe, who knows what type of Zayim is? So again, what is the pool of Almas? We saw right in the sheet that he says means Sayis Hatayra. Other Mefarshim say, Rosh says, Havana v'Charifus. Kol Chachma v'Aseich l'Ramuzim. Charifus in the Torah. Lomdus. Okay. Amr Bi Eichna. Ente Shvach Mash Chanasai Ella Al Gibar, the Asher, the Chacham, the Ona. There are a couple conditions in order for Kadosh Baruch Hu to master Shechinasa. Gibar, Asher, Chacham, and Ona. Four things. The Kulam Maisha, Gibar, the Chseva, Yifrais, as Ha'oyel al Mishkan. He spread out the oil on the Mishkan. Omar, Moshe Beinu, Parasite. Uksiv Esra Amas Erech Keresh, says the Ran. So Alma Moshe Gavaya Esra Amas Haya. He was he able to put the oil on top of the crushim? Must be used at least 10 Amas. Chimash HaYigod L'kol Kach Mustam Gibra Haya. Is that big? 10 Amas, 5 meters. So Mustam has got some strength in him. Aim of the Aruch with cotton, maybe just very tall, but he's still very thin. I don't know why the Gemara didn't say, I mean, the oil was pretty, it must have been pretty heavy. Yeah, it was rather quite large. Spread that over the thing, it also took some strength. But okay, Gemara didn't say that. Ela min adein krod, v'chziv v'espois v'shnei aluchais v'ashlichem al shtei yodai v'ashabrei. So he threw it down, that's why it broke. V'tanya aluchais arkon shisha, six tefachim wide and six tefachim long. Va'avion shloisha. So it's rather a heavy rock. He's able to throw it. Then it must be he's pretty strong. Shmuel, Rav Shulam Tevayu. I'm sorry, Chacham. Rav Shulam Tevayu. That Amishim. Asher Psalcha Psum Psalcha. We said it before. Psalcha Psalcha. Chacham, Rav Shulam Zibayu, Chamishim Sha'arei Bina Nivru Ba'ilam, Mekulam Nitlu Maisha, Chasar Achash, Nem V'tachasreyu Ma'at Melekim. One step off. Anu Chzivish Maisha, Anu Ma'ay. So now over here is an interesting Kuach, the Rambam and the Ran. Ran the Drasha Hey, brings down from the Rambam in the Hilchos Yisrael De Torah Perek Zayin Loch Aleph. He actually quotes it also, he quotes from the Rambam, the Shemayin Prakim. We'll see the Lashon soon. That the Rambam explains, when it says Gibor and Asher, doesn't mean physically strong, doesn't mean physically wealthy, it means what Chazal is saying in Pesachos Avos. Ezu Gibor, Kavish HaSitzray. Ezu Asher, HaSemech Mechalkoi. You know, we're talking about spiritual milas, not physical milas. He wasn't a he-man. He was Perish Yitzray. In fact, the Ran has a bunch of kashas on that. Ran says, so he has one interest in kasha. Then once the Gemara says Anav, him Cain, or one of the four things is Anav. So once it said Anav, then I have to say the rest of them. Why? Because the Gemara by the Zara, the Chaf, brings down the brayso of Pinchas ben Yair, Zul Sharm is based on. Anova is it says Gedel Mekulan. So Bailey says, meaning the brayso start at the bottom, you work your way up. If someone's an Anov, obviously you got all the Madragas before that. So Mela. If he's controlled by his Yetzer, then he's not going to be Samech Bechalkai. He's not going to be Kavish Yitzray. So Mela, he's never going to get to that Madrega of Anava. Another Kashi asks, that's it from our Sugya. And what's the Makar that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gibar? Because he was able to throw the stone, which is very heavy. What's the right that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Asher? Because he sold the Shalcha. If it's Kavish Yitzray, and if it's Smech B'chalkai, what do you see that from here, B'chal? It's an awesome Kasha. And furthermore, he says, even more, because the Gerson Shabbos, look at the sign, look at the Zvahad, they bring down,
Shabbos Hari Oizdale, the years is Chacham Gibar Asher Ubal Kaima, that he was tall, he had a presence. So the fact that so there you can't say Ezu Bal Kaima Kaish Yisrael. We don't have a member in Maseches Avos that teaches Ezu Bal Kaima some spiritual Milo, says the Ran. El Ma Karcha means physically he was tall. So the Ran says, but okay, so El Ma difficult because then he wants to argue in the Rama. Now, he says, what's Takim Pshat? So he said, what's Pshat? Do you need all these? Why does he have to be rich? Why does he have to be strong? He says, okay, Gibor, maybe he shouldn't be intimidated. Yeah? Because if he's a Navi, like by Yirmiyah, so Mir Yirma had to be tough because people, you know, you can't give people Musar, people don't always take to that so kindly. And Yirma was threatened, of course, so you have to be a tough guy in order to withstand the pressure of all the people. So he says, basically, what? Well, it could be you have to be strong if you have people going to threaten you. So if you're not strong, then you're not going to be so self-confident. so he said like this. He says, since the Navi is, by definition, Navi is Mlosh and Nivs Fasayim, the Navi has to come and be Dairish, the Dvar Hashem. So therefore, in order that people should accept it, he has to have a certain presence. And people will accept more something from rich. When a good rich guy says something, not that he has any more reason to have any day than the other guy, just that he's rich. So you listen to him. Yeah? So, and even if he has physical attributes, that in the eyes of people, that will, it'll be more accepted, and they'll be more accepting of what he's saying. And that's why the physical attributes are important for a Navi. Interesting, he says that by Yirmiyahu, in the beginning of Yirmiyahu, it says, Leidaiti davar kinar naichir. Hashem came to him, told him that you're going to be a Navi. He says, what do you mean? I'm a little kid. I'm an Aranaichi. He was 15 at the time. So the Ran's Medayik, he doesn't say, Eini tzaddik lechosid. He doesn't say, I'm not fit to be a Navi. Obviously, he was fit to be a Navi. Hashem chose to be a Navi. What he was saying was, that since I'm young, people aren't going to accept what I'm saying. They're not going to, a little kid, a punky teenager, going to come and start giving them mussar. Who do you think you are? So that was Yirmiyahu's time in the Kesh Baruch Hu. The Ma'aseh Kesa Mishnah attempts, he also asks, he doesn't mean on the Ran, he also asks the Kasha on the Rambam. And the Ma'aseh, the Rambam, actually doesn't even bring down the whole Gemara. He only brings down Gibar. He says it means Kovish as Yitzray. He doesn't bring down Asher, it doesn't mean the rest of it. So he learned, because Mitch wants to say, and also he asks I the Gemara's Mashma, that it's physical, like Ran says. Because Mitch brings down a Rosh, an Ar Sugya, dig for the Rosh. Look at the Rosh. The Rosh says, Enkish Baruch Mashish Kanasai, Bikfias. He adds one word to the Gemara, Bikfias. Says the Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam is talking about Bechlal, what is required for someone to have Nevuah. But Bekvias, that's where you need everything the Gemara says. So the Rambam doesn't mean down our Gemara. And the Rambam is just discussing what the Tanai may need in order to have Nevuah Bechlal. That Rambam says it's all Midas, etc. Maisa it's Shtukapella, because Punk got it just today. I was learning with Hill, Nakhtam with the Rambam, Pirish Mishnayis, and Punk became, the Rambam discusses, how do you know Navi's a Navi? Navi tells you to do something in the name of Hashem. How do you know he's a Navi? So Rambam writes, Bis Amis Nevuas HaNavi B'mesh Oimer Kisha Yitan Adam Climber. It has to be, first of all, it has to be a Navi that's fit to be a Navi. Well, who's a Navi that's fit to be a Navi? So
Says the Rambam, the film Pesh Mishnayis, Kleimer, Sheyir mi bali ha-chochma, ba-das, is chochom, maskil, klil ha-midas ha-toyles, he's mushlam in midas, lefi ha-klau she-etzleinu, ein ha-nevo ha-shari, el-chochom, gibba ba-asher. He refers to our Gemara. When he's discussing what makes a Navi, he quotes our Gemara. So it means Rambam, even though in the ad, he didn't quote all the this, I don't know why, but you see in the Akdam Pesach Shnayis, he's basing it in our Gemara, and moreover, it's even more beferish, and this is really the Ran quotes in the Shemayin Prakim that the Ran refers to. He writes da he called Navi lo yisnave ella achashe yikayimenu lo emalat hasichlius kulan right emalat hamidus vachazakis behem who amram. Quotes our Gemara Mamish. Ein Nevor Shari El HaChacham Gimba V'Asher. Omnam, he says, Chacham Karela Ma'al Sichli Es Bli Safik. Chacham means smart. Asher Ma'al Samidis. Retzayin Elohi Ma'ar Histapkos. Smech B'chalkai. And Asher is Asher Me'al B'chalkai. Kolei Ma'ar Shum Histapik. Ma'asher Hashem Tzilai Ezman. Ve'enim Itztayim. Ma'asher Elohi what he doesn't have. Gibar. It's also Miles Hamidis. That what? Shuyanik, Kechais, Lafiadas, etc. Like I say, Ezukibar, Chayush, it's right. So there, the Rambam in Shmuel Prakim quotes our Gemara by name, and it still explains it, Kafi, the mission of the novice. So that's the Rambam's Kash, Lachayra, and the Kasimish's Kash, Lachayra, our Gemara, since we're talking about physical attributes. What? Okay, so then you can't be a Navi. Who said everyone has to be a Navi? Yeah. What? I guess not. So now, Der Hagav, just one more point, then we'll finish up here. The Yavitz on the Rosh. The Yavitz will be in the back of the guard, brings down the Rosh, says Bekfias. He asks, why is the Rosh, why is the Rosh, what Bekfias? Let's look at what? What's bothering the Rosh? The Gemara says, "Ein kishbaruch hushar shchinas el al x y and z." Comes on the Rosh. No, b'kfias. Who told the Rosh? Echtes is not b'kfias. Says the Ayvitz, because the Rosh comes to Bavaran, how we find that Hagar had the Vua, Lavan, they all had the Shechina, Avimelech, Bilam, yeah. So my, no, that's why, and they, I guess if miles are physical, maybe they did have them. No, I don't know. Akmaz Yahweh says Rosh comes with Baradat. Okay, let's go back to it. Amar Vyechina, call on a Via Mashir Mayu. Minalam Moshe, Mishmuel, Ma'amais, Miyaina. Moshe the Chsiv. Gemara starts off a different pasuk. Loich Amar Echad Mehem Nasasi. Moshe Meir says, in the fight with Kairach, he said, I didn't take a Chamar from them. Iboy Agra, Lafuki Man, the Shaka Boy Agra. So what? Moshe Benu is being misfired. They didn't take any a donkey from them. What did they? It's Chiddush. He didn't take any donkey from them without paying for it. You understand? He didn't steal a donkey from them. Mishkayach. You're not a Ghana. Moshe Benu didn't steal. I mean, truth be told, I didn't really understand Gemara so well. Chari means that as a manig, you know, he still didn't take, right? He could have taken. Part of his job, whatever, he could have gotten a salary, he didn't take a salary, or something like that. So, Gemara doesn't say that. Ella, it must be a fool by Agra. He didn't pay. So, why? What's Pshat? There it is, because he didn't need it. He had his own, he was rich. Right. Lafuke, man, the shokel, bloy Agra, chimishtaka, chimishtabeach, hoyesh, leinoto, bloy schar. I really didn't send it either because he's paying for it. It's not being done in Mishal Chayra. If he's renting a donkey or he's buying a donkey, that's not called being Nana. So Zvina Harifa, we saw, is not Zvina Rami Alape, even a Buddha and Osmoter. I don't know the Gemara. The Gemara, Dilma Misham Da'ani, paid for carrot. He couldn't afford it. Ella, Mim Solacha, Psalm Yeh, Shalcha, like we had before.
Shmuel, Heinu, Shmuel is rich. Yichsev Hini, Anu b'negen Hashem, b'negen Mashichai. You guys are messing around with Hashem and his chosen one. Eshar milakachti, chamar milakachti. I didn't take again, similar idea. I didn't take a shar and a chamar. Again, I b'chinam, mafuki man, neshokal b'chinam. He's priding himself that he didn't steal. El afil b'schar. Again, delmani el macha. Shuvasa haramasi, haramasa, kisham beisai. Amarava, kol malkam shahalach beisai imai. Says Rashi, no, says the somebody. Beisai imai, meaning he had all his stuff with him. Second. He's able to manage on his own. He's able to manage on his own. Amarava, God Lamashanem Bishmuel, Yais Mashanem Maisha, Dil Maisha Vain, Siva Chamar Echad Miham Sasi, Afil Bishar, Vilgam Shmuel, Afil Baratin, Loy Sakhrid, Siv Yamru, Loy Shaktanu, Loy Ritsoy Seinu. Even if they wanted, Afil Baratin, Zimnin, Misratsu, Mishum Kasufa, Even if they, not, as Mashmir is saying, I didn't take anything from them. I didn't force them to do something for me, even with pay. Right? But Shmuel is saying, even if they wanted, they offered it, Shmuel still wouldn't take it. Why? Because he's worried that his hanaga was that he was worried that maybe that they're only offering it because of embarrassment. And therefore, Shmuel wouldn't take anything from anybody. Because of that chash. Says the Maravaiter, Amos, I know he was rich, Vian Amos, Vian Mel Amtia, Vinovi Noichi, Vinovi Noichi, Ki Boiker Anoichi, Boile Shkomim, Shkomim, Boile Shkomim. In Targum Besi, Are Mori Gisiana. He's saying that he has money. He has a base habad, a morigisi. He has a press, an olive press. And he has these trees. So he's saying he's self sufficient. So the Kuti Rashi brings that what do you mean? He said Loi Navi Noichi. Look on the days. Eini Menevi Sheker Shlochem. Noitim Scharam Li Navi. He's saying he was telling Amtsia that I'm not a Navi Sheker. That I take money to for my nevuah. I don't need your money. I'm Emes. Because I have money. I'm an Asher. He learns God Bakum. He has Mikne. Kitzer, so we see that he had money. Yoina Navi Dachsev, he didn't schara, but Yared boy. He paid for the passage on the ship. He went into the ship. He paid for the whole ship. Amra Rumnus, Schar Shal Svin Nahava, Dalad Alofim Dinari Dahava. 4,000 dinarim Zav. Sounds like a hefty sum. Moshe Beinu was given to the Sefer Shemaya. I think the sheet over here says, what's the point? It's probably something that give us chizuk. Sometimes you don't understand something. So say, good work over and over again, eventually. You understand.